This is Joanna Schrader, and I'm reporting for Ag Wired, and I'm here with Tyler Holk. Tyler, how are you?
I'm very well.
So, Tyler, we are here at Equine Health Seminar here
this
weekend.
That's right.
In Phoenix. It's lovely here today.
It's great to be here. It's a little warmer than Iowa, let me tell you that.
Yes, it is a little warmer than Iowa. You know, I wanted to start off by talking, Tyler. There's a lot going on in the swine industry right now. Can you talk about, from your customer's perspective, what are some of the most important things to them that they've been calling and asking you about right now?
Sure. Maybe not specifically calling and asking about, but just some of the trends that are happening are that the industry continues to consolidate. So with all of the different issues related to the cost or profitability, the environment, welfare, we're seeing that it's getting focused in fewer and fewer hands. So one of the big issues that we deal with is that the customer base actually shrinks while the pigs are actually growing. So that's one of our challenges. The other, as I related, is one of their big issues is profitability, and they're looking to us to give them good answers with regard to animal health.
So, as you know, you mentioned how the industry seems to be shrinking, or the mm-hmm. you know, while your swine is growing. So, what exactly does that mean for Boehringer Ingelheim? I mean, how does that affect your company in particular?
Right. So, we want to be available for all customers. And there are some customers, as they grow in their size, we need to be able to provide more and more detailed technical service, for example, and that's the area that I'm responsible for. So it means making sure that we're providing the services that are most valued to them while still being available to our entire customer base.
So what are some of the things, in training in particular, that you have added to what BI does?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, first, we've grown our team tremendously. Just in the last 3 or 4 years, we've tripled in size. And that's on the technical side. And it's provided a lot of opportunity for focus on specific disease areas, like the whole area of PERS or area regional control. But also in some of the new products and supporting the new products like our Flex line with CircleFlex and MycoFlex. And when specific questions come up, we just feel like we're much more responsive and available to follow up, or we're able to do big, longer-term projects because we're resourced that way. For example, we do a lot of field trials and customer projects or diagnostic investigations with our customers, and we try to do that in a timely manner that helps them make good decisions. The result is a closer working relationship with those customers, but it's also a lot of information for the industry as a whole. For example, last year at the Layman Conference, we had, I think, around 15 different papers and posters that we were involved with over the course of last year in 2010. That number was closer to 40 for different industry presentations and posters, where we're then able to share that information, not just with the individual customer, but what are we learning about animal health and intervention with the whole industry.
So it's important to note that not all of your training is directly tied to your products.
Right. For example, we've put together a group of veterinarians, we call it the DVM Swine Academy, that just finished 6 modules over the course of 2 years, in which the training was on immunology and epidemiology and pathology that gives a stronger base for them to make good decisions. Now, does it relate to our products? Well, it helps them to understand our products as well as others' products and make good decisions. So we're taking, I think, a broader approach than certainly many of the other companies in the industry are taking.
And that broader approach will then ultimately help your customers be more profitable.
Right. And we look at that as those that work closely with us. We want to partner with them. We want to share our knowledge. And we want them to get better so that we can all grow in this industry.
So here today at your Swine Health Seminar, you know, when you walk away, for those customers who weren't able to make it, mm-hmm. how are they going to benefit from what you're doing here today?
Well, I think those that are here will certainly benefit from some of the speakers. The first one, Nick, on just the emerging markets and the impact at a global level on our industry. We need to understand that. We need to know the impact of exports and, for that matter, the impact of the potential introduction of other diseases. Aaron Strait working on mycoplasma. Those that are here, I think, will gain a lot of knowledge that they otherwise wouldn't by just trying to pick up bits and pieces. And then our roundtable on PRDC, I think, will be beneficial. And quite frankly, we're looking at the questions from the audience that will then help them directly. So I think it'll be a nice afternoon. For those that aren't here, well, those that are, especially from our team, they'll be better prepared to help them and answer their questions directly if they weren't able to attend today.
Great. And you do these seminars more than just today. I mean, throughout the year, it's my understanding that you will have other seminars for your customers as well.
Yeah, we certainly try to do them in conjunction with major meetings like the Association of Swine Veterinarians today, but we'll do one with the Layman Conference, and we also look at opportunities at either with other conferences, or we'll put together, as I said, even smaller groups for educational purposes outside of these conferences. So yeah, we're very dedicated to training.
Great. And so where can your customers go to get more information?
Well, call your local BI Swine Professional Service Veterinarian or sales rep and work with them on if you have specific needs that we can help you with.
Great. Thanks, Tyler.
Thank you very much.